God, we thank you for your my teacher, O Lord God Almighty. I pray, Lord, whatever she will teach us, O God, it will be for your honor and your glory, mighty God. I thank you, Father, for what you have done for us, O God, all the session we have learned, mighty God. I pray for those who will be connecting soon, my God. I pray, Lord God Almighty, give them the wisdom and knowledge, O God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Good evening, everyone, again. I trust that you all are doing great and you had a good week so far.
Yeah.
So today we are going to continue on the mandate, and we're at chapter 12 still. We're doing a mandate to groom willing daughters and sons. On Tuesday, I completed the whole chapter because it was a very short chapter, but today I'm just going to do some recap for anyone that wasn't here or those that probably joined a bit late. So the aims were, what is a willing daughter and son? What is willing daughters and sons? And why is it important to raise willing daughters and sons? And what is their mandate? And as I said last week, I mean on Tuesday, sorry, not last week, that our mandate as willing women is to teach our daughters willing and our neighbor's lamentation. That is a part of the scripture that the Lord gave us in Jeremiah 9:20. And as I said, that wailing sons, the sons were added because they were they saw what the Lord was doing amongst their sisters, and they provoked the Lord, and the Lord added them. And the scripture for our sons is from Psalms 114:12, and it says that our sons may be like plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of the palace of God's program. Shout continues after us. So, as we can see, the Lord included every single person in his willing. In the move of willing women, he's not exemplifying. No one is being left out. Everyone, the mothers, the daughters, the sons, the husbands, the widows, the singles, everyone has a part to play in willing women. And I believe that, you know, God is doing that because, as we can see, you know, when you go to church, as you know, the little children, they're running around, they're doing their own thing. The youths, they are not focused on anything that is really happening. Some of them are, but most of them are just, you know, in their own world. And now that they have the gadgets, you know, some of them are on their phone during church. They can't tell you what happened. The singles, you know, they're trying to find their way. They are not married, so they don't, you know, they're trying to find their way. Some of them end up doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. And then the married, which is the wives and the husbands, everyone is being roped into this move because God does not want anyone to be left out, because he has a plan and a purpose for every single one of us, from mother, father, right down to the suckling babe. The Lord has a plan and purpose for each and every one of us. According to the willing daughters and sons training manual, in chapter 1, it says that they are God's succession plan for ensuring continuity of the work of intercession in nations. They are God's army for waging war against the kingdom of darkness. So from a very young age, we are preparing them. We are teaching them how to pray and how to pray accurately and strategically, not just praying amiss. Like, you know, some children ask them to pray, not putting anyone down, you know. Their parents go to church, they are Christian, but when you ask a child to pray, the only thing they know is sometimes Our Father prayer, which is not a bad thing. Or some of them say the grace or just thank you, Lord, for, you know, they it's almost like they don't know how to pray. So the Lord wants us to not to keep, you know, this kind of prayer to ourselves, but to teach it to our children so that they will know how to wage war against the enemy, how to wage war against the camp of the enemy, because it has a scripture that says, a man whose quiver, something about quiver, a quiver, his quiver is full, and then it has the other one that speaks about that they will be shattered out like arrows. I think that's the same one with the quiver, so that the children will be shattered out like arrows. So it's not that having a child just for having a child's sake, you know, is to ensure that our children, you know, follow in the ways of the Lord. And he also said that they are young men and women. Young men and women, boys and girls who are born again and spirit-filled, they are believers who are zealous for the things of God. And I said on Tuesday that it doesn't necessarily mean that they, if you identify a group of young men and young women, boys and girls, and they are not born again, but you feel led to start a Wailing Daughters and Sons group, then you can go ahead with the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will direct you as to what to do and how to go about it, to prepare them to become believers that are zealous for the things of God. So that is not, you know, you don't just write off some children because you see them and they don't go to church or they don't have a relationship with the Lord, because most of the unwilling daughters, what daughters and sons that that when they first came, most of them did not have a relationship with Christ. It's after the, you know, after we met them, we, you know, we developed a relationship with them, and then we found out, you know, some of them does not have a relationship with the Lord, and we asked them if they would like to give their lives to Christ, and they said yes, and we went about that. The vision of Wailing Daughters and Sons. The vision of Wailing Daughters and Sons is to raise a generation that will continue the work of effective and fervent intercession for the families, the church, and the nations. So as I said before, we are not leaving out any. We are raising them to be, you know, even more powerful than we are, because they are succession plans. So they are supposed to be greater than we are. I mean, even more radical than we are, zealous, you know, even more so wanting to hold onto the heart of God until they see, you know, what they are praying for come to fulfillment. So that is our mission as willing women. I also gave some examples of willing daughters and sons. Miriam, Moses' sister, she was one that was mentioned. Hagar, the mother of Ishmael. Rhoda, she was living in the house of John Mark with John Mark's mother. Then the servant, the maid girl in Naaman's house. And then I went and I looked for some wailing sons so that it won't just be wailing daughters. And I found Timothy and Onesimus. And today when I was on my way to work, usually it's like every day, there was a group of young men that like lime, and it's really early in the morning, and I am like, they don't have anything else to do. They are drinking, they are smoking like real early, like 7 o'clock. They are out on the road smoking, drinking, and I'm and my heart is usually sometimes I am in like in tears, and I'm like, Lord, where are the you know, where are the Pauls, where are the Louise and the, you know, the grandmothers and the mothers that will, you know, instill the things of God in these young men? And like these young men, they don't have any like much godly examples to look up to, righteous men, not just church going men, but righteous men who are righteous and truly standing, you know, for the things of God. Even in the church, you know, we see a lot of things going on that is not really really a good representation of, you know, of who we are as God's children, but they are happening, and the people in the world don't want to come in. So that is why, you know, God had to raise up women and men, like women and husbands, so that we could be, you know, different, a part of, but we will be the light to illuminate the darkness and expel darkness from within the church. So we really, really need to cry out and ask God to, well, he has already given us a mandate to raise sons and daughters, but just so that we will have boldness and not be intimidated by, you know, by someone who is, you know, people look down on and they have like words to say, you know, just get a relationship with them to find out who they really are, because I feel that behind all of this, you know, the anger and the drug use and all of that, smoking and drinking, the drug abuse, there is purpose, because as we know that God created everyone with a purpose and with a plan, a destiny, and our mission as willing daughters and sons is to raise an army of informed young people properly rooted in the knowledge of God's words, who will redeem the land through prophetic intercession. So these young people will be properly informed, not just helter-skelter, anything goes, but they will be properly informed. We will give them the right information, the correct tools to use, the different strategies as the Lord give it to us. We would pass it on to them. We would not just have them wandering, like, you know, wandering in the forest trying to find their way. We would be giving them the necessary information and the tools that they need to redeem the land through prophetic intercession. It also says to recover youths held captive by satanic forces and to raise a godly generation of believers in all spheres of influence. And as I say, these young men and women, they truly need other examples. They need to see that, you know, there are young men and young women who are rooted and grounded. They need to see that they are not alone, that people that went through things like they are going through will be there to support them and to encourage them and to walk beside them in everything that they're experiencing, in all the peer pressure, all the things that, you know, that is glittering in their eyes, the glitz and glams and all the vanity that the world is showing them, that there is so much more, because we know that the enemy is trying to hold our youth captive, because he wants, you know, he know that if he get a whole generation to be rebellious, that, you know, that is a whole generation that will be destroyed. But that will not happen on our watch. On Tuesday night, I mean Wednesday morning, when I read the news, I saw that a 19-year-old girl got stabbed by one of her family member who is much younger than her. They could not even have given the other person's name, because the other person is still a minor. So they had some kind of altercation, and the younger one stabbed the older one in in her stomach, and she was in the hospital, but then she passed away. So it's like the enemy really getting, he getting really rampant, and he really trying to destroy, because this young girl now, she killed some person, and it's like that's a whole crime. But God can forgive anything. It's not like if, but the enemy now, he could use that against her, and she could grow up to be a serial killer, God forbid, if she does not end up in the right, you know, in the right hands. Now she has a bad rep on her hand. People will be, you know, people will know her as, now even though it was an accident or whatever it is, people will still, you know, she will still be seen as a murderer. And that is why, you know, we as Wailing women really need to step up to the plate and not to be intimidated by the you know, by anyone else and what anyone else, you know, what everyone else is doing. We have our part to play. Even if somebody else is having a youth group, their youth group is not our youth group. We still have strategic plans that the Lord has given to us, on how he wants us to raise these Wailing Daughters and Sons. I was looking through the Wailing Daughters and Sons manual on Wednesday, and it has so much topics, like is a vast so much information that I was like, wow. It has about topics about purity, salvation, how to overcome cursing, you know, a dirty mouth, how to dominate spheres of influence, taking over in your spheres of influence. It has so much information that is truly needed, that our young people need to know in this season, not just get rich quick scheme and, you know, be doing all the things that are illegal, and at the end of the day, it does not worth anything. There is so much more that our young people, that they can do. And the Bible say that, you know, he called the young because they are strong, not when they have gone and wasted their time. Not saying that he will not accept them, but, you know, when they have gone gallivanting all over the place and now they come back, he want us to raise young people who are, you know, ready on fire. And that is our mission as Wailing Women. And, you know, some people might have a heart for children, some might not really know how to deal with, you know, children, but as Wailing Women, it is all hands on board. So if you are not so into the young people, but someone in your group is, you know, have a heart for young people, that encourage them to, you know, to start a Wailing Daughters and Sons group. Encourage them to even if it's one, like you start with one and then you catch the others, the others will come along. You start with two, if it's your neighbor child, your child, it doesn't matter who it is that you can see. Once it's a young person, you pray, you ask the Lord for directions, and he will guide your path. And sometimes when you start with these young ones, it seems as though like they are not taking, like anything that you try to do is almost like you hitting a rock. But then, you know, eventually you will start seeing the fruits. It's just like planting a seed. You know, when you plant the seed, you don't see nothing happening for a while. It depends on what you're planting. Everything, you know, some takes longer than some. So you plant it and then you go back like in a couple of days and you look and nothing ain't happening. But eventually when you think that, okay, well, you can give up on this seed, you look, you see green things start coming out the ground. It's the same with these children, because sometimes when we had meetings, we were like, you teach them something 1 week, the next week you come by, you ask a question, they were like, oh, mom, auntie, I remember, auntie, I forget, will you say again? And it's like, they are so preoccupied. They have so much going on. So, you know, after you keep doing it, because, you know, the Lord say that our labor is not in vain and we are not working unto man, we are working unto him. So you keep going Saturday after Saturday. You keep doing, you know, you pray. Sometimes you call on them to pray and they just there. And then we have to now actually say, you know what? We can pray. We can lead by example. We're not just going to tell them pray, but we can actually pray and then let them see, you know, how we pray. And then now when you ask them to pray, everybody's be like, me, me, auntie, me, auntie, me. And like, if one person don't get to pray, they start feeling like, auntie, but you won't let me pray. Because everybody wants to pray now. Before, that was like, no, not me. I don't want to pray. No, no, no. So now everyone is involved and they are so much, like, if we don't have meeting because of something, they will be like, auntie, what happened? We ain't having a meeting. What happened? Like, if, but no, everybody wants to be at Will and Daughter's meeting. Some of them, they invite their friends. So they tell people about Will and Daughter's and Sons. And some of them, when they go to school, there is things that, you know, is being taught that when they come, they have questions about certain things and they ask, and you just build a relationship with these children knowing that, like, I just be like, wow, I didn't think I had half of this to deal with when I was a child, but now you see the reason, the more reason why we have to even intensify our prayers for our youths, because, well, our children in general, because the things that they have to deal with now is far beyond beyond what we could comprehend. We didn't have anything like that to deal with, and that is why the Lord is truly stamping down this thing, not only with women, Daughters and Sons, but also with families. He is really wants families to be, you know, the foundation that he laid in Genesis, where he said one man to one woman, and, you know, reproduce and dominate the earth. He really, the Lord really desires that. So that is why we really need to pray. And not just pray, but actually pray and do pray and be doing pray and be looking to see who young man, who young woman you could reach out to, who you could have a conversation with, who look like, if, you know, they need love, because yes, we all need love, but some more than ever need a bit more attention, a bit more, you know, grooming, a bit more care, a bit more time just to listen. You know, some of them need a listening ear, people that will actually listen and show that they love them. That is what our youth need in this time. I also give a few of the aims and objectives, and it was to raise a backup team and recovery army to bridge the generational gap that exists in the work of intercession in various nations. And that is very important, because we know that prayer has been a thing that people don't really like to do, unless is like something that is pressing or they need something from God. Even in the church, sometimes you see people don't have prayer meeting anymore, and when they do have prayer meeting, is like a few people that there, you could count them on one hand, that come to prayer meeting and intercession. And we need to pray, and we need to up our prayer, because that is the only way that we could destroy the work of the enemy, tear down, build up, tear down walls, build up, you know, speak for the things that we want to see, destroy the things that we do not want to see. And it's very important that we teach our children that prayer is something that is like, just like how you wake up, brush your teeth, have breakfast, have lunch, have dinner, that prayer is just as important as the air that we breathe. Prayer is just as important as the air that we breathe. And just like how we need the air to live, we also need prayer to live, because a prayerless life is a fruitless life. We need to instill that in children from a very, very young age. And some people will be like, oh, but she only 2 or she only 1 or whatever. But I have seen people that has, from, as someone said on Tuesday, you start from in the womb, that has started from time they didn't know that they were pregnant, you know, to pray and to worship and to read. And when the child, you know, come out at 2 years old, this child would be worshiping, hand raised. Nobody ain't got to tell this child, you have to lift your hand. They know exactly what to do, because they were, you know, the foundation that was laid for them before they even came into this world. And sometimes we say, no, left them is okay, let it play, let it, whatever. Even past the children, oh no, it's okay, you go to church and you see them there, sit down, just chilling out, right? People and worship going on, them and worshiping them, and no, it's okay, leave them. But why did you come to church? It's almost like going to school and you just sit down in class and be like, well, I'm doing the work, and you expect to, after, you know, the whole school term, that you're going past and go up to the next class. No, that's not how it does work. It's the same with prayer. It's the same with worshiping God, because prayer and worship comes hand in hand. So without worship, you know, you got to enter into the presence of your God. You can't just rush in. So all of that is what we teach our wailing daughters and sons, how to do it the right way, that they will actually enjoy worshiping, enjoy praying, that it will not be like it's a chore, you know, like to go and scrub the steps or go and scrub the mats or whatever. It will be something that whenever you say, let us pray, it will be like this whole joy just fill them, because they know, okay, this is something that is good, is effective, and it brings joy to them to worship, to lift their hands, to, you know, before the Lord. It also says to raise young intercessors who will pray for fellow youths and take charge of the atmosphere in university campuses and other institutions of higher learning, secondary schools, families, nations, and the church. And we need this, like, definitely, like, a revival fire to catch all the children in the different, from primary school right up, right back to university. We need a revival to catch every single one, that whenever our children goes to secondary school, that is not a, they have to put on a different outfit. Like when you from primary school, from infants right up to when you do common entrance, we don't want them to, when as soon as they step into a secondary school, they take off one outfit and put on another outfit in terms of uniform. They should even get more deeper in the things that he learned, because it's new territories, is different grounds that they're taking over. And for too long we have seen, you know, when a child transitions from primary to secondary school, is a whole different ball game, is something completely different. But what we want to see is that, you know, when they transition, is that they come up higher. In terms of the things of God, their relationship with God, everything will be going up to another level, as opposed to their falling off, they will be coming up to a higher level. So that is what we are supposed to do. And to serve as errand boys and girls, bearing messages from God to young people like themselves, wherever he sends us. So whatever the Lord says to do, they will not be ashamed. They will not be ashamed to speak about God around their friends. Wherever they go, they will not be ashamed. They will not have to hide. They will not have to run. They will not have to. They will stand up boldly and speak the things of God. So all of that is what we have to embed in them from a very young age. Today I was reading, I'm reading a book, and in the book, the fellow that wrote the book, I can't remember his name right now, but he was saying that he's a pastor, and he was saying that when he had this dream about his son, and the dream that he had about his son was a completely different description of who his son really is. So his son is a good boy, but in the dream he saw his son in a gang, smoking, doing all the things that is contrary to what he is supposed to be doing, and he knows what to do. And he said he got about this dream in the middle of the night, and he went on his face before the Lord, and he was asking the Lord, you know, what is this? Is this what my son is involved in? And the Lord tell him no. But if you don't pray, this is what he could become. Because and he said that he even heightened his prayer concerning his son and his family, because none of us are we are not like robots. So it's not like if nothing can happen to us, but the more we pray, is the more we could, you know, as they say, we could see the enemy from afar off and we could deal with him. So when some person mentioned that their son grew up in church and then now, you know, he don't want to go, that is just a plan of the enemy. And we have to consistently be praying for our young people. We can't get day off and say, oh, well, I'm praying today, I can pray tomorrow. No, we have to be consistent in praying for them, because it's so much throwing at them, so much peer pressure, so much different things, and the enemy know exactly where to hit them so that they could fall. So when we pray, we will be, you know, covering them. When we pray for our children, our youths, our family, our nieces, our nephews, whoever, grandchildren, when we pray for them constantly, we will be covering them from, you know, making bad decisions. I heard testimony of people, you know, that said that they were about to go and do something really bad, and then the grandmother or the mother was at home praying the night, and, you know, the Lord just turned around everything to work out for their good. So we have to, by all means. And now more than ever, I see the reason why. You know, when I was young, you know, I still young, but I mean, when I was younger, I did not make a lot of good decisions. And sometimes I just be saying, you know, that I wish I had some person that could talk to me. You know, yes, I had my grandmother that used to pray for me. But it's not the same, like, you know, some person actually, you know, giving you informed information that is actually informed. And our young people need informed information about God, about the devil, because most of them running around, they may know certain things. I mean, as much as we think that they know because they went to church or they came to church, some of them probably never even used to be hearing anything that happened. They were just there. And in this season, I believe, you know, that the Lord really want us to focus on raising women, daughters and sons, raising up a generation leave a legacy that is so much more than silver and gold, so much more than money could buy. Leave a legacy that, you know, when we pass on, when we are old and feeble, that we know that these children are out there, you know, like David slaying Goliaths and stuff like that. What else? So these are just a few practical steps. As we all know that we are all, as willing women, to raise willing daughters and sons, according to Jeremiah 9:20. And if you identify, as I said before, you identify any young man, young woman, boy, girl, that you can start a group with, the first thing as we do is pray and ask Holy Spirit for direction, because as to how you will go about it, you start a relationship with these young people, young men, women, and definitely inform their parents. Some of the parents are not, most of the parents for our willing daughters and sons here, they are not Christians, but we have a very good relationship with them, and they, you know, when we are fasting and we call and we say, you know, we're going to be fasting today, and we call to pray, you know, the parents are very welcoming. They allow us to call and pray with the children when we have prayer and fasting days. We inform them that we are going to fast, so they, you know, remind the children that we are fasting today. So build relationship with the parents, so that the parents will know that, you know, they are able to trust you with their children, because some parents are just like, yeah, another church person again. Okay, so what you want now, blah, blah, blah. But once you build relationship with people, they will know that you are genuine, and it's not like you just putting on a show. They will know that you are genuine, and they will be able to trust their children, you know, to come. If you have been meeting at your house or some location, they will know that they could trust you to ensure that their children are safe. They will get that home safe. You know, everything is in, you know, in control, basically. And from building a relationship with these children, you will get to ask questions to know, like, if they have a relationship with God, you know, difficulties that they are experiencing. So when you build a relationship with these children, they become comfortable with you, and they want to talk to you. They are very open to have conversations with you. You don't have to be hitting them on the head. Oh, you ain't hear me ask to such what? No, they are open to come, and they have questions. The first person that they will ask, they will want to come and ask you, because they know that you give, you know, some decisions. They know that when they ask you something, that you will tell them the truth, and you will not try to sugarcoat it. You will speak the truth in love. They know that if they do something wrong, that you will punish them in love, and they come to just trust you and be open with you. No two groups are ever the same, but we know, as we all know, that we have a foundation that has already been laid for us to build upon. So if you start a group, it might not be like our group in Barbados. It might not be like the one in Grenada. Bahamas might have a unique group. The way how they do things might be unique, but everything is centered around the foundation. Everything is centered on the principles of God. You know, they are not trying to put in their own things. And we also have a willing daughters and sons manual that is full of knowledge that our youth and children definitely need. I mean, even as an adult, when I read these things, I say, well, these is too much for these children, cause, but it is not too much. It is just exactly what they need. Actually, more than enough. So much information that will impact them and cause them to really see life and see themselves through the lens of God. one of the chapters is on identity. So lots of our young people don't know. They don't know who they are, and they try to fit into every open space. They try to fit in, and they fit into the wrong spot. But thank God for grace, thank God for love, and His compassion, that even though they made wrong decisions, that His arms of love is open to receive them at any time. And that is the same way that He wants us to be with our wailing daughters and sons, not to be, like past masters on them, but just be, be with them in love, so that they could know we are definitely not like everyone else. We are truly representation of God, and live lives that are testimony, so that when they see us, they would definitely want to glorify God, because our lives are our example of God, and who Jesus Christ is, and they would want to follow God, not by us telling them to do this or do that, but our lives and the way that we live, they will want to live that way too. As I said before, we used to tell them to pray, call somebody to pray. I mean, nobody didn't used to want to pray. But then after we decide, okay, well, we will all pray together, then they realize, okay, well, we ain't doing this by ourselves. We're doing it together. So they feel much more comfortable, that everybody praying, and it ain't just you praying by yourself. So everybody got to open their mouth and pray the point that we are praying at that moment, and everyone feels comfortable praying, and then eventually they are happy to pray by themselves. When you call, everyone wants to pray. So that is a good thing. And as I said before, that it don't happen overnight, especially because these children already, some of them are already past five, and they come from different backgrounds, and they have different experiences. So we have to be gentle with them. And they already have their own personalities that, that age, like between 5 to 13, they already have their own personalities. So we have to be very gentle, loving, caring. And then the other ones that are much older, who are like teenagers, well, they are a bit more to handle than the actual the other ones. But the Lord, He is truly shaping them, into being the women and the men that He desired them to be. My prayer, one of my prayer is, well, when I was at work, I was some a few prayer points came to me, and I said that I would ask if we could pray them at the end. I think that is my bit for a mandate to groom wailing daughters and sons. If anyone has anything that they want to add, any comments, any questions, you can do so at this point. No question. Any comments?
How often do you meet?
Pardon me, I didn't hear you.
No, I am Ramona. How are you? I was here last week. I'm sorry. I mean, I was not here Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah. How often do you meet? Or if you start a group, only once will do?
We usually meet once a week. Currently, we meet on Saturdays. But now we are doing it via Zoom because, you know, the whole coronavirus. So we are meeting via Zoom. Every Saturday, yes. Every Saturday.
Okay.
Except for, like, if we have something else on that Saturday, but we meet every Saturday. And they also have a regional Wailing Daughters and Sons meeting. I could ask Marsha to send that link for you. They meet every month. So every Saturday in the month, they have been, well, for the past 2 months, I think, they have met for 2 months already. So they have, like, a regional Wailing Daughters and Sons meeting with Wailing Daughters from St. Vincent, Barbados, Trinidad. Yes. So you could, I could have Marsha touch base with you and send the link for you, because we have one this Saturday at 6:30 p.m. So you could log in with your, if you have your Wailing Daughters and Sons, or just if you want to see how we do it, you could just log in to be a part of it.
Yeah, they have a meeting Saturday.
Yeah.
For the children.
Yeah.
Boys and girls. But I don't know if elders, I mean, older people.
Yeah, the leaders are there, usually there too, because I am usually there. The other, some of the other aunties, they're also logged on, a part of the Wailing Daughters and Sons meeting.
Okay. So you and it's 5 to 13.
Pardon?
Age 5 to 13.
Well, it's as old as, if they got older than 13. We have older than 13. We have some that are 15 and up. Yeah, we have a few about three or four that are teenagers.
But you don't have them together, like.
No, we don't put them together. So we separate them because we have enough aunties that could go around. So we separate them and place them in different groups according to the age, because sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Anyone else? No one else? If no one else has any input or any questions that they want to ask, I have the rest just about. How much more?
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, good evening.
This is Marie McDonald.
Hi.
This is my first time attending, so I wish to thank you for, first of all, your detailed input or information that you've given.
You're welcome.
I am taking it in, so I don't have any questions just yet. I'm just listening, so, but nevertheless, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Anyone else? So I have some prayer points that I want us to pray based on the topic of women, Wailing Daughters and Sons. That and one of the prayer points is that we will pray against double standard in the church, so that our young men and women, boys and girls, have godly examples to follow. I think that is one of the reasons why, you know, some of them go and do whatever they want to do. Not saying that that is the main cause, but it's because there is a lot of double standards, and you know, we don't do things according to the way that the Lord instructs us to do things. We deviate from, you know, what God has said to us to do as a church. We fail to train up the children in the way that they should go. The older women don't teach the younger women, nor the older men don't teach the younger men. So they don't have any examples. And when you ask them, they'd be like, no, not me, church. Mm-mm. I don't want to go to church because this thing happening, the next thing happening, and all sorts of ungodly things happening in the quote-unquote church. So let me see who else have a point for me. Kenya, can you please pray that point for me?
Okay. Good evening.
We would all agree. You want me to repeat it, or are you good?
No, I heard it.
Okay.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this evening, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're about to do. Father God, we know that children are gifts from you, Father God. They are so precious, Lord. They are so precious, Father God. We repent, Father God, for not giving them the kind of attention that we should, Lord. Father God, we don't have to be biological parents to these children, Father God, because if each one reach one, Father God, we will have a better world. Father God, there are so many children longing for love, Father God, for love, Father God. There's just so many, Father God. Father God, help us to help them, Father God. Let us reach out, Father God. Let us touch them, Father God. Father God, be as church women, Father God. Sometimes we become so selfish, Father God. Father God, we thank you that we won't be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, Father God. Father God, we thank you that we'll be leading by example, that they would want to emulate us, Father God. Father God, as we reach them, Father God, we ask that they accept us, Father God, as mothers, as teachers, Lord. Father God, let's just give us the strength and the know-how. Direct our path to those who need us, Father God. Father God, the children are gifts, Father God. We don't do right with your gifts. And anything that from you are good, Father God. We don't treat them right, Father God. We don't reach out to them. We don't teach them, Father God. Father God, help us, Father God. Help us to help them, Father God. Father God, as we come before you, Father God, as willing women, Father God, we want to bring more daughters and more sons, Father God. We want to help them, Lord. We ask that you teach us, Lord. Father God, there is just so many hurting right now, Father God. It's just so many, God. There's so many looking for love. They go to gangs just to be known and just to feel a part of, Father God. They turn to things that are not of you, Father God, and they don't have no one to direct their path. Father God, some of the children have never been given a chance because they don't have parents. Father God, they don't have godly parents, Father God. And some of the parents are worse than the children, Father God. So, Father God, as we come before you this morning, Father God, we ask, Lord, that you open up ways, give us new ways, new initiative to reach out to these children, Father God. Mm-hmm. We ask that they be accepting, Father God. Father God, we ask that you soften their hearts to accept what we have to give, Father God. And Father God, we know that some of us been there and done that, Lord. So we cannot be hard and pressed to show them in such a harsh way and be harsh, Father God. Give us a heart that when we go to them, they would be accepting of us. We would not be judgmental, Lord. We would just come to them in a way that they know that we understand what they're going through and they're willing to accept and to learn and to listen to what we have to say. So, Father God, as we come before you this afternoon, Lord, we pray for directions, Father God. We ask that you lead, Father God. Where you lead, we shall follow, Lord. As wailing women, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over all the children, Father God. Father God, we ask for you to just have your way in their life, Father God, and their way be done away with, Father God. At the end of the day, Father God, we give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory you so rightfully deserve, Father God. Father God, the children are gifts from you, Father God. We need to appreciate your gifts, Father God. Father God, but there's so many people who wish they could have had children, Father God, and they're not able. And those of us, some of us who have children, we just don't care, Father God. That's a gift of life that you have given us, Father God. And we act so casually with it, Father God. Father God, we ask for you to just stir up, Father God. Father God, we repent, Father God. We repent for being so nonchalant with the lives of the children that you have put in our path. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Father God. We honor you. We honor you for what you're about to do with these children that we are praying for. Father God, we thank you for opening ways that are making ways out of no ways for us to reach these people. Father God, these children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Galaxy J3 Prime. Hi. Person that has on the camera, there is no name, so I don't know your name. Can you please pray? Hello? Can't hear me. Okay.
Hello, is it me, Galaxy Tuko?
No, it's Galaxy J3 Prime. The person has on the camera, but I don't know if the person should hear me. Well, you, Gloria, can you please pray this point for me? It's a prayer that our men would arise and take their places as priests because our young men need righteous examples to follow. Our young men need men that they, you know, that when they see, they could see them walking upright. They need examples to follow so that they could, you know, come off the blocks. And when the, not the gang leaders will go to them, but actually the men of God will go and minister to these young men so that they could come from, you know, the place of despair, the place of wanting to fit in, because most of them don't have fathers at home. They are just trying to live. Yes, the mother is there, but she, you know, is trying to work to provide food and the children end up in the wrong hands. So can you please pray that, like Gideon, you know, that these men will arise when the Lord speaks to them to go to these young men, that they will arise and go. They will not be afraid to go to them, even in the dark places, that they will go and minister to our young men that are really lost. Gloria, can you please pray that for me? Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, I give you praise. Father, I worship you. Father, I lift up your holy name this evening, O God. Father, you are great and greatly to be praised. Lord, I just give you thanks as I lift men before you, O God, this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, that your men, O God, Father, in the church today, O God, will rise up, O God, and live a life, O God, that a life of holiness, O God. A life, O God, that is effective, O God, Father, in the name of Jesus. That other young men can see and want to be a part of that, what they are seeing, O God, in our men today, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I declare, O God, that your men, O God, is going to serve you. They're going to reverence you, oh God. They will be stable, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will live according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will seek your face daily, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They're going to be example, oh God, in their homes, in the name of Jesus, oh God. They're going to take the position, oh God, that you have called them for. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise, oh God, as we lift our men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, Father, every situation, oh God, in our men's life, oh God, in the church, God, we pray, God, that Lord, they will seek you, oh God. They will seek you in worship, oh God. They will seek you in praise, God, that you will comfort their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will give them vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because our man is the head and not the tail, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that God, when they lead, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, young men will see, oh God, and souls will be added to your kingdom in the name of Jesus. We come against distraction today in churches. We come against distraction. We come against the enemy plan, oh God, to destroy the men that families can go astray. God, we bring it down to naught today in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And today, God, we declare, oh God, that our men will rise up from their sleep, oh God, and from their slumber in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, they're going to worship you, and they're going to take their place, oh God, in ministries, oh God, at the church, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in men ministry, oh God, they will work with youths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will have a burning desire, oh God, to see their community change, oh God. They will have a burning desire to see the youths change, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They will have a heart of passion, oh God, a heart of love, Father, like you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. They will have a love in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, for a fresh anointing and fresh outpouring, oh God, of your fire, oh God, your Holy Ghost fire, in the name of Jesus, for our men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Too much of time and women fall short, oh God, and we pray, oh God, that Lord, today, oh God, you will minister to them again, oh God. Even as we pray, God, they will hear your voice, oh God, and you revive their souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, thank you, oh God, for our men, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I say thanks, God, for what you are doing right now in Jesus' almighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Maria, Marie, can you please pray this point for me? We're going to pray against the spirit of intimidation in the church, and ask the Lord to give us boldness to go forth and to snatch our young men and young women from the burning bush, from the burning fire. The Lord said that greater things we will do. So we have the power to go forth and to snatch young men and young women from the camp of the enemy and bring them into the kingdom of God. So can you please pray that point for me? Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you thanks today. Father, we bless you, O God, because, Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. Father God, as we come, Lord, we come against every intimidating spirit. We come against every spirit, dear God, that will cause your people not to perform, not to carry out the work that you've called us to, Lord. For God, you've called us, dear God, to go on the highways, the byways. You've called us, dear God, to be make disciples of men. Lord God, and we pray for our young men, our young ladies, God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would come to know you, Lord. And Father God, those that are called to go forth, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would go forth in boldness, O God, as you've called us, Lord. Oh, Father God, you've not given us the spirit of fear, oh God, but you've given us the spirit of sound My God. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you would help us, oh God, to go forth in this hour, Lord God, as bold as lion, oh God, knowing, dear God, that you are with us and have promised never to leave us nor forsake us. So, Father God, our young people need to hear you about you, Lord. They need to know about you, Lord. And Father God, there are some that are not moving as they ought to, oh God. So, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would ignite a fire within your people, oh God, that they would go forth, Lord, and proclaim, oh God, Christ to this lost generation in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we stand, oh God, with your word, oh God. And even as you have commissioned us, oh God, Lord, we go forth, Lord, and we will, oh God, make disciples. Father God, and we will not be afraid, Lord, because you are with us and you promise never to leave us. So God, we have no reason to fear, oh God. Even a host may rise against us. We realize, oh God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father God, we call upon you today. Lord, every young person that needs to know you. Father God, those believers that you've set, oh God, in their path, that you've called, oh God, to minister to these young ones. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will take our position and that we will do what we can while we can. Because, Lord, we realize that the hour is indeed late. And, Father God, whatever we do, we must do it in haste. Father, for we realize that you are coming soon. And, Lord, you are coming for your people that are ready. Oh, God, not asleep, but are ready. And ready to go with you. Lord, have your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Ramona, can you please pray for our regional women and daughters and sons meeting on Saturday, that the Lord will have his way and every daughter and son that he desires to be there will be there. And when you finish, you can dust this off and close. Thank you.
Thanks. Mighty God, here we are, Father, in one accord, submitted to your plans, Father. In love, glorious God, you love us and you love all. And we know that you want the best for all. At this time, Father, we come in repentance, glorious God. First of all, we repent for falling short of your glory, for not doing what you require of us. We ask you, Father, to have mercy of us, Father, for not doing your work with the children, my God, for not nurturing them and loving them the way you want us to love them. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. We repent. We repent, Father, and we ask you, Lord, to help us to be better mothers, better fathers, and even better teachers. In this world we live now, we need to understand our purpose. We are here to fulfill your purpose. And right now, we say that we want to do that what you want us to do. We want to be obedient to you. We want to do that what will be building up the kingdom of God, that will be making a difference in the nations of this world. So Lord, now we bring the meeting that is gonna take place, the Saturday meeting, mighty God. We bring it to you, Lord. We ask you, glorious God, to show yourself strong in that meeting. Oh God, that is you, is your Holy Spirit. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray, believing in our heart, that you will move in that meeting
in a very special way. Those who will be there will see and will know that you are there, that your presence will be there in that meeting, that you will be empowering, you will be strengthening those who will be sharing, that your words will be the ones that they will be speaking, that they will be doing only that what you want them to do, and they will be saying only that what you want them to say. Nothing less, nothing more. Only that what you're speaking in your heart to them. And from now, glorious God, we speak that. From now, glorious God, we ask you to take complete control of this meeting Saturday. We ask you, Father God, Jesus, Jesus, to have your way, to have your way in that meeting. They will know that you are God, and you will not leave anyone behind. You love all, and those children are yours, and they are precious to your sight. We pray that they will feel your love through those who will be there. So through those who will be mentoring, through those who will be imparting your word, they will feel your love, Father, that love that surpasses all understanding, that love, glorious God. Oh, I know, Father, that is a special time, Lord, where they will feel your love, where they will feel your presence as never before. We thank you, glorious God, for what you're going to do there in that meeting, Lord, Saturday. Glorious God, touch even now as we pray. We come against every plot of the enemy against this meeting. We cast out every principality and power. Anything that is not of you, mighty God, right now, we arrest all those forces and we come against anything that will hinder or will want to hinder this meeting Saturday. We know that nothing can be done except that what you will allow, oh my God. And in the name of Jesus, we pray. We plead the blood of Jesus on all these kids. My God, you will bring them from north, south, east, and west into this meeting. My God, all of them will be there. All of them will be present. All of them will be hearing your voice. All of them, my God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus against you. We command you right now in the name of Jesus to take your hands from those who are going to be ministering there. Oh, take your hands from all those children that are supposed to be there. They will be there and they will be receiving from you. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for hearing our cry. Thank you, glorious God. We declare and we decree done in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood from the crown of the head to the sole of your feet of all those who have to present, all those who will be sharing, all those who will be giving a helping hand right there. We believe it is done. Thank you for doing it, my God. Thank you for hearing our cry. We bless you, we exalt you, we magnify you. Jesus, Jesus, Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, Jesus, Holy Spirit of the Most High God, Oh, Yahweh, Yahweh, bless your name. Bless your name. Exalt your name, Father. Rejoice in you. We exalt you and we bless you. Thank you, glorious God. Thank you. Now, loving God. Glorious God. Wow, what your presence. Your presence, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, it's your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. We know you took that prayer and that prayer went. Already, no obstacles, nothing to hinder that prayer. That prayer, all obstacles were removed already. And that prayer went to third heaven and reached you. And all things will be done according to your will in the name of Jesus. Now, we dust ourselves, Father. We dust ourselves. We remove the dust. I will say, I dust myself off from this mock of world. We dust ourselves from this mock. We cut off every trailing and monitoring demon. We cut off every trailing and monitoring demon, every family, spirit, anything. We cut it off right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We erase our fingerprints, our footprints, our voices, and our senses to be used against us. We declare that shall not be no backlash, no boomerang, and no reprisals as a result of this battle. We declare finally that the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of the Lord and his son, Jesus Christ, and he will reign forever. Amen. Surely, Christmas is such a good and we will not forever, ever, ever, ever. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you very much, Ramona.
It's a pleasure.
God bless you, everyone, and thank you. I pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, and blessed week, and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.